بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. In every era, there is a trap that is set to grab the people of that era. And normally an animal that has seen many of his friends getting caught, he understands in the next couple of years, this will be the trap. In the world of hunting, that person who walks on the ground, he understands it's not just you walk up to a buck, a deer, and one shot and the thing is gone. Allah Ta'ala give that animal certain qualities that it can pick up the hunter. And the hunter has to be so good that he has to learn what that animal can pick up and he has to go against it. If that hunter understands the animals that are sitting around, you might have a couple of bucks, you might have a zebra with them. You might have that guinea pig that's running, that water hog. Each one of them work to a certain level and you'll have one bird on top making it sound. In the beginning, that hunter, if he just walks onto the ground, just his footstep and the animal, the baby animal will also run. As he becomes better in the hunt, he becomes more experienced in the hunt, he learns how to walk, he learns how to target, he learns how to go against the wind. He learns how to see the bird, know the bird that is warning and go against that. What it means is the longer he's in the game of hunting, the more he knows how to catch the animal. Now let's think of me and you. This game started when Nabi Adam alayhi salam came down. That's the day Shaitan became the hunter. He hunted over the eras, over the eras, over the eras. He hunted the old, he hunted the young. He hunted men, he hunted women. He went through the people of Lut alayhi salam, he saw how to get one boy connected to another boy. He was the master of creating homosexuality, he saw it. He knew the beginning of it, he knew the end of it. He saw how to get people involved into business, how to make them love this wealth and cheat in wealth. He saw the era of Shu'aib alayhi salam, he made it from the beginning to the ending. He saw what saved people, he saw what destroyed people. When we come to the end, what we call we are the end of the time, it means this hunter has hunted throughout history. So we're not playing with a normal hunter that just came on the ground and picked up a bow and doesn't know how to shoot. He has seen it all. He understood who the bird is who's giving the warning. So if the alim of the era is the bird that's making peep, peep, that hunter already knows that how to go around. After a while, when the hunter sees that it's that bird that is giving the game away, there are those hunters who say, before hunting, shoot the bird. The devil understood, before you want to get the people, get the alim also. We entered into an era which is called the hunter is at his best. And everything that was once upon a time used to save people, that also became the target. The alim became the target, the alima became the target. The young child became a target who was called ma'soom, so innocent. Where the father would put that child, meaning in the past where one animal would say, my baby is protected here. Here the hunter will never come. We entered into the place where the biggest trust which a father has is called school. That is the biggest place of hunting. The biggest. That you put your 4-year-old, 5-year-old child in the hands of someone and that person creates a concept in the mind of the child. Then the hunt gets worse. The hunter now became so experienced in this game that he realizes there's no need for me any longer to walk to the animal. I have to just create something that will bring the animal to me. It is called the battle of the mind now. Once upon a time, the hunter ran behind. In the past, when they would hunt,
It was called a mastery in hunting. You go on foot. But not like today, the animal picks you up. Up till today, in certain areas, you get this group of people who have done it. They still do it. It is called a hunt. You go on foot and you chase that. You get an impala and you get the one that is bigger. And the way that thing runs, and the man will chase it. He will run and run and run until a time comes where the animal can run no more. Then the animal will sit. That man in that tribe is called a hunter. If he got the animal before the animal sat, they don't call him a hunter. He has to show, I got the stamina to outrun the animal. So perhaps it's like a 1.5 day. He just carries on behind that one animal. But then the hunt changed after that. The hunter said, why make myself tired? Let the animal come to me. So he learned that the animal likes a certain sweet. There's a certain salt that certain animals will get that smells more than enough. There's a certain sound. He caught a mating call. So he said it's mating season. He played that sound. That animal which is in the mountains also started coming. His ear went up. He said, she's calling. Now he never have to go anymore. Now the animal came happily. As that animal started walking, its entire desire went wild. When an animal's desire gets wild, he forgets about the bird making its peep, peep, peep. He forgets about the sounds of that person on the footsteps. He forgets about the wind being that wind of the hunter. He forgot it all. He even forgot there's a hunt on. It is called the power of the mind. That if I can win your mind, you mine. Now your mother can lock you up in the house. Your father can lock you. Your ustad can beg you. People can cry around you. But all he had to do is play the mating call. And with that mating call, it comes in the narrations, the day the Dajjal will emerge. A father will lock his daughter and his wife. But at night they will find a way to get out of the house to go to him. There will be no hunt anymore. Now the animal will be walking towards the hunter. Today me and you are that animal. It is the game of the mind that from a young age, I will show you things which you want and you will become mine. I will create your mind so filthy that I just have to make one whistle and you gone. One whistle. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one narration, he said, what I fear the most for my ummah is a time where it will come where there will be hidden shirk. Hidden shirk. Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, shirk. Will your ummah ever worship idols? He said, they will not worship the sun, the moon, idols. I am speaking of hidden shirk. They asked, what is that? He said, they will have this desire to show off their actions to everyone. Yura'una a'malahum. One is your namaz you want to show off. Forget your namaz. You want to show yourself off. Everyone must know you. However it was in the past where people wanted to show off, we came into an era where that young child got a status. On that status, the only thing he puts on that status is himself. That every day, everyone must see me. If he gets married before his mother even knows who's the girl, the whole world knows who the girl is. He says, I welcome so and so to the family. If his wife is pregnant, the whole world knows she's pregnant. It's on his status. If he's eating biryani, it's on his status. He doesn't show his namaz. A time might come that he might even be sitting in the toilet and it will be on his status. Entered the loo, phone me after 5 minutes. Everything on that status. We entered that. Yura'una a'malahum. So if the one is there, the other is going to be also. He said, وَالشَّحْوَةُ الْخَفِيَّةِ That desire which is like a small desire, a hidden desire. They asked, what's that? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I give you an example. A man is fasting. Once upon a time when a person was roza, fasting. During the day of Ramadan, when the month was coming, his mother would say, if there was a TV in the house, put it off. In the month of Ramadan, that man understood, I'm a pious man. That boy understood, I'm pious. Then came the time where in school, in university, if he found his friend smoking, he was not bothered whether I'm fasting. He said, give me one cigarette. He would just break it. Then it got worse. He was fasting during the day, but he had an itch. He grew up with masturbation. That itch became such a normal itch. Like when the mosquito bit, he just scratched. How he would just scratch there, he started just scratching somewhere else. Even if he was roza, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said he would start the day as a roza, fasting. A small desire will come in front of him, small. There's no need that he has to fight, just a small desire, and he will break it. We entered into that era. That boy, that girl, that auntie and uncle, all of them say, I can't control myself. I can't. I'll go for a majlis, I'll go for a bayan. In the bayan, I'll think, oh Allah, I want Jannah. Oh Allah, from today, I'm the mujahid of the era. Oh Allah, I'm joining the army of the Mahdi. Oh Allah, today I'm changing my life. Never again I'm going to send her a message. So many oh Allahs is made. And as soon as the program is finished tonight, I'm sitting in the masjid. And I say, I'll change after 2 years. And again the phone will come out. I'll just see one message, I'm missing you, and finish, the whole night will be gone again. We entered shahwatul khafiyya. That now just on one message, a married man forgets his merit. Just on one pop-up, and the man forgets I'm half years of the Quran. The man forgets I've made tawbah so many times. The man forgets lives have been destroyed. Just on one call, and he says, for 1 year I never took the drug. One call and he's back on the drug again. That is that ash-shahwatul khafiyya. The hunter has become so strong that he just makes the call now and he relaxes. That person walks towards the hunter. So much the hunter is now happy that if the hunter puts an eye there, everyone heard of the eye of the Dajjal. That hunter puts that eye, the man looks at it, he says, this is scary, and he still walks into it. He goes to that club, he sees certain things. He sees red eyes where there's not supposed to be red eyes. He sees a DJ doing things which a normal man can't do. He sees everything which is devilish. He even says, this looks like the devil. And then he walks inside. That is that animal which is not going to get out of that grasp. That hunter will have. We enter into that time. It is called the battle of the mind. Me and you now, we will think that how much has my mind been already grabbed. That when the hunter is going to blow, do I also walk like everyone else? When the hunter talks, do I also move like everyone else? When the hunter says run, do I also run like everyone else? So you see in this last 3 months, what called was COVID, how the whole world responded to one hunter. The whole world. There are some people who love their money so much that in their old age also that father will wake up 5 o'clock in the morning to open his business. The hunter said no business and every business in the world closed. The hunter just said debt and everyone went in their house. The hunter said covered and everyone put on a mask. The hunter yesterday said level one and everyone's mask came out. The hunter spoke, the world responded. The hunter said, boo, everyone ran. Are me and you also the hunters? Because if this is not the real Dajjal, and it's only people behind the Dajjal who have so much of strength over mine and your mind, then imagine when the Dajjal devil really walks on the earth. And he will just say like this, and you will see the entire flock moving behind him. Me and you will also be that flock. We got a few years to be able to take our mind back. Before the devil makes his final hunt, if I can make this effort, how do I take my mind back? The devil introduced me to a sound. It was called the mating sound. He knew I like a girl. Or he created a desire in me for a boy. He understood my inner desire. He knew I like a cigarette. He knew I like something sweet. He knew I like a filthy picture. He was able to give it to me. After he presented it, there's no way my bayan or anyone else's bayan is going to be able to tell you don't look. Because he put something so wonderful in front that even that animal from the mountain says, I'm going for Mrs. Her. She sounds so nice. The only time man will not go in the direction of the hunter is if he can learn on the other side of the mountain there's another call also being made. And he has to learn to hear that call. So if Mrs. Pretty Rebecca is calling here and saying, look at my body, there's a pretty woman in Jannah also saying, look at mine. And if there is wonderful music on this side of the mountain saying, come now, on the other side of the mountain there is also music. The devil put up his music. Almighty Allah also allowed us to listen to his music. The devil showed you the woman of this world. Almighty Allah introduced us to the woman over the mountain also. The devil showed you, I will give you the thrills of this world. Almighty Allah in Quran showed you, I will give it to you on the other side. Now that animal has to make a decision. Do I walk this way or do I walk that way? Three stages of this world, or three stages in our entire. One is the stage called the sample. One is the stage called the mirror. One is the stage called the real thing. One is the stage called the sample. Sample is, I don't know much about material. I go to the material shop. My wife is one who got a very huge temper. She only wants what she wants. I can't just buy any material for her. So I ask the man, can you give me a sample? When he cuts that sample from a couple of cloths, that sample is a sample of the real thing, but it's not the real thing. He puts it in my hand, it might be even dirty. Being dirty doesn't make me upset, because I paid nothing for the sample. It is only for my wife to feel it and to make a decision, do I want it? It is not the real thing. When I bring it home, she feels it. She looks at the quality, she says, amazing. She says, what's the price? She works out on a phone calculator. Can we afford it or not? And after she makes the order, that sample is thrown in the bin. There is absolutely no value to the sample. That is why if the sample is dirty also, it doesn't harm the sample. Allah Tabarakallah made everything in this world the sample. This is not the real thing. That is why the sample has to come with dirt. No woman in this world will come, no man will come without the dirt. Had there been no dirt, we would have fallen for the lie, you're not the sample. But it is the sample. Get that girl who's pretty like anything. Hazrat Maulana, our Sheikh, Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuh, many a time would say, when you married her, she's like that Coca-Cola bottle. Nice and thin. He says, after a couple of years, she can become like an oil drum also. This world is a sample. In the food that you eat, you know 5 minutes later, its result is something else. You see the very biryani's result, it's a sample. Sometimes you eat it, you vomit it out, it's a sample. A woman is so pure, but she has to bleed. If she doesn't bleed, it will harm her body. Man must urinate and pass his stool. If he keeps that dirt in, it will harm. The safety of our life here is in dirt. If that saliva is not moving up and down, which is dirty. If that dirt in the nose is not there, which is dirty. If the wax in the ear is not there, which is dirty. Without the dirt, we won't survive. Allah Tabarakallah made us surrounded by dirt. You see it in the morning when you clean your teeth and you spit. You see it as soon as you sit in the toilet. You see it before you go to sleep at night. A man and a wife have relationship. As soon as they are finished, both want to go for a ghusl. In every enjoyment, Allah has put a lot of dirt also. That dirt was to say to me and you, it's a sample, it's not the real thing. But feel it, no problem. And ask, how much does it cost? Then work out on your phone and calculator, can I afford it or not? And a price will come for it. The price is called, will you be ready to sacrifice? Will you be ready to sacrifice? You felt the sample, you said, I want it. But what I want? I want a woman who will remain unique throughout. Not that a woman who gets older with the passing of every day. I want a land that the bigger it gets, the better it becomes. Not a land that the bigger it gets, the harder it becomes. In the sample, it's not the real thing. Look at the difference between this world and the year after. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the qasam of Allah, even a little of Jannah like this is better than everything of this world. Why? That man was waiting for the house he wanted to build. His dream house. He put so much of money to get that house. But the day he gets it how he wants it, a double story, 5 bedrooms upstairs, there's a pool on the outside, there's a wonderful garden, the day it all comes, he's already 45 years old. When he's 45 years old, the children that he put up each bedroom for are getting married and they're going out. As his wife and him have to walk up that steps, the wife says, varicose veins, my legs are paining. His back is paining. As they reach the bedroom, they're sitting on the bed. When he got married to her, he had lovely creams to put on her body. He rubbed her some night, she rubbed him. Now when they're 50 years old, he's taking out Zambuk one night, she's taking out Zambuk one night. One night her back is paining. Just when the house became ready, she has to close the curtains of that big house. She got no power. That beautiful pool on the outside is getting dirty because there's no one to walk to see it. His body doesn't have the ability to enjoy. That big house now has become Jahannam for him. That woman, when she's 60 years old, she says, I wish I had a small apartment. But let's say man only got one part of Jannah, only this part. He just needed that part to put his foot on. That's all. He just made it into paradise, just made it, and he put his foot on it. As soon as he entered, paradise is this, that as you ask, we will expand. And as we expand, you will expand. The bigger your Jannah becomes, the bigger you become. The bigger you become, when Maulana spoke about how big your Jannah is going to be, how many earths, I wonder if you thought about, I wonder in so many earths, how many women will be there. Then you thought about, where will me one manage to go to all? But in Jannah, as it gets bigger, you become bigger. The eye becomes stronger. The power becomes more. The Jannah gets bigger, you become stronger. This world gets bigger, you become weaker. This is a sample, it's not the real thing. Whoever died for the sample, the day the sample is thrown in the bin, they'll also get thrown in the bin. Whoever looked at the sample, there's a second stage, it is called death. The world made me and you scared of dying. They said the day you die, you'll go in a grave, there's nothing in the grave. That's not like that. Death is the second stage where the sample becomes the mirror. When man looks at a mirror, now you're seeing the real thing, only you can't touch it. Lot of people think in the grave, I'm going to sleep till the day of Qiyamah. It is not like that at all. The enjoyments of paradise, you start getting it in the life of the grave. It is called a garden from the gardens. You can't get the gardens, but you'll get one garden. In this world, even the one garden is not a garden. In this world, you just sit in a garden, and they take out your picnic. As they take out the picnic, ants also come. That bee also comes. The fly also comes. As you're chasing them away, the insect will say to you, I came to remind you that this may look like a garden, but it's not a garden. This is the sample for a garden. When you enter the grave, you will get your first garden. But if you were that animal who walked in the wrong direction, When you enter the grave, you will get your first pat of Jahannam. If the sample you cannot manage the mosquito biting here, you will not manage the real thing in the grave when it will really bite. And if you cannot manage the grave, you will not manage over the mountain. When a person is hit in the grave, either the garden will come. When he will sit in the garden, he will smell Jannah. So he will ask the angel when. The angel will say, relax, it's coming. He will see into Jannah. He'll ask the angel when. He'll say, relax, it's coming. A fruit will be allowed that he can take a bite from it. He will taste the juice of Jannah. He will ask when. He say, relax, it is coming. If that man is in the pit of hell, he will get a bite of a scorpion. His body will go into a spasm of pain. That entire thing will melt. It will come again, right? The angel will say, "This is just a bite. The big bites are still coming." In the world when we can't manage the mosquito, we are not going to manage the scorpion. When you cannot manage the scorpion, we will not manage it after. In this world, if we enjoy that girl, then there is a better girl that is coming. This girl becomes old, that girl becomes younger. This girl had moods, that one has no moods. This one will sing for a few years, that one will sing for eternity. This one can be unfaithful, that one will never be unfaithful. The food of this world, you can enjoy it, but your body can only eat to a certain level. There's a world coming where you will eat only in enjoyment. It will go in and it will come out. It will go in and it will come out. In this world, your salvation is in dirt. If you don't go to toilet, you will not survive. In that world, you just have to breathe. In your breath, the word Allah will come out. With that coming out, that's the salvation of your body. There will be no toilet. There will be no dirt of the nose, dirt of the ear. It will be purity in and out. On that day, two people will look at each other. It will be the barrier between Jannah and Jahannam lifted. A man from Jahannam will look at a man in Jannah. The man burning in Jahannam will say, ah, that I was so close, I could have also got. The man in Jannah will see the people of Jahannam and he will say, ah, it was so close that I almost fell into Jahannam. One group will say, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. The people of Jannah will speak to the people of Jahannam, أَنْ قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقَّا. That what our Rabb promised us on this side, we found it to be the truth. فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّا. He said, what about you? You were promised punishment if you bite. Did you find it? And that party will say, naam. They will be burning in pain. They will be enjoying in enjoyments. It is just that the animal has to decide, which way of the mountain do I want to go? We are that animal. The hunter has made his whistle. And that whistle by the day is going to get stronger. The more we will introduce ourselves to Jannah, that whenever something comes in front, I must learn how to say, it's not worth it to lose that. It's not worth it to lose that. She comes in front. She could be the most spectacular, the most unique, the most beautiful, the most enjoyable. But you can say one thing to her, that you are not like that. You are not like that. She might even ask you finally, what is that? And maybe you can explain to her that even for you, there's another world coming. That if you can make a few days of sabr, you will also be the queen of the world. I am not worth it that you lose it all also. And you are not worth it that I lose it all. If I can learn this sentence before the day comes where I fall in the trap, that it's not worth it to lose that. He will make his wasal. It will come beautiful. A wonderful picture will come on the phone. You enter into the world of porn. It will say open. And the thought will come, it's not worth it. Something else is coming. My Allah is not going to deprive me, wallah. But I must not deprive myself. My Allah is not going to deprive. For some enjoyment has been kept in the sample, and for some it has been kept in the reality. May Allah make it that me and you make this decision. We saw the sample. We understood it was brought in this world to tell me now work for it. Feel it. Ask the price of it. It is called a few days of sacrifice. This eye must be ready to close when you don't want it to close. This heart must be ready to bleed when you don't want it to bleed. And even if it means I have to die for Allah, then you say it's worth it because I'm going on that side of the mountain. May Allah Tabarakala protect us all. Think of the whistle of that hunter. When he makes that ching sound, understand it's not a female calling, it's the hunter himself calling. And on that side, my Allah is also making a call. Think about which direction I want to move. Either I go for the sample or I go for the real thing. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.